This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Would it now be disappointing if the Dallas Cowboys don't win at least 12 games? So there was an article yesterday by David Moore in the Dallas Morning News saying with a favorable remaining schedule, 12-win finish is not only reasonable for the Cowboys, but it's expected. So that was my question is, do you look at this team now, still very early in the season, do you look at this team now and feel like you would be disappointed if they don't win at least 12 games?
I think you know I'm going to be disappointed for sure if they don't win 15 games. Like, that's my own personal...
Outside of the bet.
Yeah, because you have positioned yourself as a team that should be able to do that. I guess, I don't know, if you look at the opponents, you do kind of look at it and go, what is the strength of schedule? Is it an easy strength of schedule? And I know, Kevin, we talk about that with the, look, you can only play your schedule in front of you. But are the Vikings better than their record? Are the Broncos better than their record? Are the Raiders? Like, there are some teams along the way that can present some problems. The Saints' defense is not poor. And so, like, there are a lot of teams still ahead that could present problems that could keep you from that. It looks like Dak Prescott is on such a different level right now that you should fly through this schedule. But any given Sunday is a phrase for a purpose.
From the 214, this person says they're an Eagles fan and still thinks the Cowboys will win 14. From the 214,
thank
I
you,
see
Jalen
13
Brunson.
And 4, and that's
could be
being
Kevin Mitch.
Okay,
pessimistic. With losses to Minnesota, Kansas City, and New Orleans. And from the 6-8-2, of course it would be disappointing if they don't get to 12 wins. That means they would go 6-5 after the bye, and that would suck. So I want to run through the schedule for you guys. All right, so keep track of this. We'll see what we think is a reasonable record. All right, no ties allowed. The Cowboys are currently 5-1. Sunday night, 7:20, right here on The Fan at the Vikings. Win or lose?
I'm going to go loss.
Okay.
But I can change my mind Friday.
Okay.
This is a really tough one for me to pick.
I'm going to say win.
Okay. Next week, host the Broncos.
Easy win.
I'm going to say win.
Next week.
And you're probably going to have the most turnovers
in
that
the
week.
History of football.
No. This year for the Cowboys, defensively.
Next week, host the Falcons.
Easy win.
Should be an easy win considering their defense. I'm excited to watch Kyle Pitts play.
Next week, on the road against the Chiefs.
As of today, win.
Easy win. I predicted that would be the one. Actually, I predicted they would break their undefeated streak, the Cowboys would. But
and now that the Chiefs suck, you're like, I definitely feel good about that. Next week, host the Raiders.
As of now, win.
Broadus is right. That's such a massive turnaround with that being the Thanksgiving game. By the way, Peace-a-thon the day before that game. That's going to be a tough one, man. Who are they playing? I got to figure out who. Let me look at this real quick. Who is Oakland playing that Sunday?
Well, Oakland is playing nobody
Bengals.
That Sunday. The
they
Las
play the
Vegas
Bengals.
Raiders are playing the Bengals.
Okay, they play the Bengals.
And then travel to Dallas.
And that's a tougher game right
both,
now.
Both teams
Chiefs,
have tough
Bengals,
ones.
Cowboys.
And they're playing at noon, you said? Or
3 o'clock game.
So both of them play at 3. I don't know who has the advantage in that one, Kevin. I would say that at the moment it looks like Cowboys, but that could be a draw by that point.
No ties. At the Saints.
Tie.
No ties.
I don't like Jameis Winston, but I can't keep picking us to win almost every game.
I'll say on that one, I'll go with a loss.
That will be a 14-10 victory for the Cowboys.
Okay.
Let me see real quick. Does New Orleans play Thursday night?
That might be the lowest scoring game the Cowboys have this
They do. They have the Thursday night game. I was wondering if I was going to pick us a win if they,
had to
play
Sunday.
Sunday
to Thursday.
But they don't. They play Thanksgiving night against the Bills.
All right. Five more to go. At Washington.
Win.
Yep.
At the Giants.
Win.
Yep.
Host Washington.
Win.
Yep.
Host the Cardinals.
Tie.
No ties.
That game will not be played at noon. I'll bet you $1 million. That game does not get played at noon.
You think both of those teams are in position to, like, that's the way you're saying it. That is home field. That is, you're suggesting that you're playing for first place.
That has a big possibility of playing for the number one seed.
Because my feeling is that if you're at that point and both teams have kind of settled into playoff, like, hey, we're good. The last two games of the season might be, do we really have to play for that? I would say Cowboys get the edge in that one because they're the home team.
I will lean towards loss.
Okay. And then finish up at the Eagles.
Win. I had them losing three more games.
You not hear it with all the things I said to Jalen Brunson? I'm preparing to go back and talk to him later at the end of the season, Kevin.
All right.
I have him at 13-4.
Corey has him at 16-1.
Yeah.
So
surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Hey, I bet they'd go 15-2 this year. I thought I was getting a deal.
Take that for what you will from the 4-6-9.
You go 10-1 on 16-1.
We'll talk about that later, Mike.
Don't do it.
Why do you do that? He might win. He's gonna you told him not to do the 15-2, and he's gonna win.
I still don't think he's gonna win that bet.
Wow, what a you're just pessimist. A Cowboys hater.
You just said they would go 13-4.
Maybe I did.
He definitely did. Mm-hmm. From the 817, only one more loss. Your call now. From the 469, 14 wins are expected now. I will just point out.
I can't see them going undefeated from 0-1 to 16-0. But I can see, to Corey's bet, and honest to God, I can see them going 15-2. It's unlikely, but I can see him going 15-2.
I will just tell you this. I'm going to give you a historical comparison. Since the Cowboys won their last Super Bowl in the ensuing 25 seasons, how many times do you think they've won 12 games?
Since when?
Since the last 25 years, since they last won a Super Bowl.
Well, they went 13-3 with Dak, and they went 12-4 one year with Tony.
Twice.
Three times. Oh. Also in 2007,
13-3.
They went 13-3.
Yeah. Played the Giants.
Now, the thing is, if you bring up that there's an extra game, they only won 11 games one other time. So in the last 25 years, there's only four seasons where they would have been in the realm with the opportunity to win or did win 12 games in 25 years. That's why this is a rare season, and people are like, calm down. I'm like, I don't have to calm down. I can enjoy the season for what it is this early on. And you are seeing a conceivable record of what?
13-4 will be my low, and 15-2 will be my high. I don't think we're going to win 16 in a row.
I don't think there's any chance in hell.
Really?
No chance.
But I think 15-2 would win the bet for Corey, and I think that's now the high mark. Now, look, if Dak misses 4 weeks, which we're not expecting, then that changes everything.
Understood.
But he's the only guy. He's the only guy that I'm like, yeah, if we lose something else, I think we'll be – we lost to Marcus Lawrence, and I thought it would hurt us, and it didn't hurt us at all.
Is that – Kevin, you say no way in H-E double hockey stick.
Hell.
I refuse to say that. But you say that. What is the reason? Just – percentages say you can't.
Okay.
Dak lets us down. There's a little lethargy when it comes to we've gotten this far. What else can we
do? So I think that would really only come into play in that Eagles game, which is what you saw back in 16 when they were 13-2. They didn't give a crap about that last game. I think that's the only game that will come into play.
What if they're in a situation, though, where they're competing for like draft,
because
now they're looking at a quarterback and they're like, crap, we need to lose this game.
That is totally true. And with only one bye, you never quite know what the record's going to take. I just look at it as I'm saying essentially a coin flip. I get that the Cowboys are favored this week. But if you look down the schedule, could you make an argument that that Vikings game is going to be closer to a coin flip?
Yeah.
That that Chiefs game, that Raiders game, that Cardinals game are closer to coin flips.
And probably at New Orleans.
Okay, so that's 5 coin flip games.
Yeah, I think probably the Cowboys will be favored by 3 at New Orleans.
You would have to take 4 of the 5 coin flip games and not trip up against any team that you should beat otherwise to get 15-2. Look, I love watching this Cowboys team, and I'm having so much fun watching them. Just 15-2 is such a crazy. This is a Cowboys team in their franchise history that has never won more than 13 games.
How many times? Like, I got to go look at real quick at Mike McCarthy's history, because I know like he's used to winning lots of games because of the Green Bay Packers. Like, and he had Aaron Rodgers. Maybe not always the best defenses, but he always was. Their teams were always competitive. Somebody from the 817, Kevin, says you guys are high. Dak's body is starting to fail him. Shoulder in 19, ankle in 20, calf in 21. He's going to miss time, and they will, at best, win 12 games. Awesome. I will take 12 wins anytime, any place. I'm perfectly fine with that. And his body's not failing him. The shoulder injury, he was landed on. The calf, the ankle injury, somebody landed on that. Yeah. The calf, I could say, like, that's something that's from something. Hold on, are you suggesting that he's so old that his body's starting to fail now?
No, I'm not saying that.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't like
the
excuses.
The H-E double hockey stick.
See,
you
did say it. I don't like excuses when it comes to injuries. Like, I got in this argument once with CA about KP. It's like, I don't care if it should happen again and again. If you have to miss time, which he has not yet this season, but if you have to miss time, then you start to get concerned about, hey, this is the second consecutive season that he's missed time. Luckily, we're not to that point just yet.
All right. As the head coach, Kevin, McCarthy won 13, 15, 12, and that's it. He was typically 10, 11 wins while he was the head coach of
which
the Green Bay Packers.
Which is still a really good run. That 15-1 season.
That was the year after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then they didn't win the Super Bowl. If this team finished at 13-4, let's say, I think we should all be like, holy crap, what a hell of a year. If they get to 15-2, that is something I personally cannot even comprehend at the moment.
Have you changed your expectations though?
Like, no, I still have them 8-9.
When will you start changing your expectations for playoffs? Like, we keep using this for Luka with, look, this is where he is. Dak's got to go into that spot at some point.
Get ready, Corey. Tomorrow, we jump way ahead. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Arizona, and the Rams. What is the best playoff matchup for the Cowboys? So, look, I'm with you, man.
I came up with that.
Mike Bassett, you genius. Mike. I'm with you, man. I'm
like
ready.
I used to get paid $3,000 a month to produce a show.
Oh, my God. So
that's what you get paid.
All right, relax.
Well, that's no. It wasn't.
I know.
It wasn't even here.
So, the thing about the Cowboys is, I can still be incredibly high on the Cowboys and think they go 13-4. Like, that is still an incredibly impressive record. And so, I'm not trying to doubt the Cowboys. I just look down the schedule and think not everything is going to fall your way. You know how people argue like, oh, it shouldn't really be 5-1. And I always counter with, well, if Tampa Bay misses a field goal, you could be 6-0. Like, I think that works both ways. But I think there are games, or there might be a stupid game along the way that you lose. And you're like, how the hell did we lose that game?
Yeah, or a bad, like, you can't account for a Dez Caudet moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't account for it. Like, look at how many. You were talking about the OU game and how that play, you're like, that's a lateral. That's a forward lateral.
Yeah.
How did they not call it that way? Like, you can't account for...
There's a weird game that will come up.
Yeah.
I don't know who it'll be. Somebody is like, I'll bet you $20 right now the Broncos beat them. Like, I don't know about it, what the game will be.
But the way this team's playing, do you think that they will beat themselves in games? Because, like, we talked about
that
New England Patriots
almost did.
Game.
Yeah, you could say they almost did there.
But do you think that that's going to happen
more often
than it won't?
I am afraid that's going to happen because...
How many times?
Maybe once. Like,
That's awesome.
I could see a run down the schedule where you lose one game because you're just not better on that day. And you lose another game because you beat yourself. All right, so already that takes you to 3 losses. That's why I think 13-4... seems like an upbeat projection.
For sure. And what a great season. Now, let me ask you this real quick. Do you think 13-4 gets you the bye?
I do not, just because of how top heavy. I think it looks like 14-3 could get you the bye, because you're looking at, outside of the Cowboys, they're still 7-0, 6-1, 6-1, 6-1. Like, there are four other teams, and they're all in your conference, unfortunately. Yeah. If you said in the AFC, I'd be like, maybe. But right here, it doesn't feel like that at the moment, right? Because there's going to be maybe two 7-1 teams after Thursday. And if not, there's going to be an 8-0 team after Thursday. So it's a tough road ahead.
Just looking at, real quick, Tampa Bay, because we don't hold the tiebreaker against them. They are playing, they only have, if I have this right,
they have the sixth easiest schedule.
They have two New Orleans games left because they are over 500, and they have Buffalo on December 12th. They play under 500 teams the rest of the way.
Yeah.
They only have three over 500 games left, and two of them are against the Saints.
Right? Yeah.
Well, you have Las Vegas. Kansas City's under 500, so yeah. Las Vegas and Arizona.
And the Saints now, yeah.
Yeah, the Saints. So you have three, but... Yeah, you look at this. This is a huge game, honestly, for the Cowboys. The 325 game is Tampa at New Orleans. Somehow we need New Orleans to upset Tampa there.
Yeah, I'm looking at strength of schedule on Power Rankings Guru. Cowboys at 23. That's an easy schedule.
Sure.
Tampa Bay at 27. They're sixth easiest. When you look at the Rams, they are – oh, crap, where'd it go? They're eighth. They have a tough schedule because of their division.
Which makes sense.
The Packers are first. They have the hardest schedule remaining.
Okay, great.
I
want them to go down in flames.
Who else? And the Cardinals are at 14. So the Cardinals are kind of right there in the middle of that mix.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we power rank the power rankings.
Okay.
Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. They said they were going to do this last month or so, but now the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team has officially sued, saying there cannot be two Cleveland Guardian teams in Cleveland, to try to stop the baseball franchise from changing their name.
All right.
Do you feel like this is going to work, or they're just going to settle out of court and be like, here's a whole bunch of money
because
we're stupid and didn't research this ahead of time?
Take all the money.
What if Cleveland Indians knew that this was going to happen, and then they're like, well, we can be the Indians for a little while longer?
I am captivated by this question in the lawsuit. Imagine seeing a New York Yankees shirt for sale and buying it. If there was two New York Yankees, which team did you just support? Like, I don't know if they're comparing correct market shares, but I am intrigued to see if this works. And to Mike's point,
I feel like if you bought a Progressive Field, you know which team you're supporting.
Yes!
I will say the colors for the Cleveland Guardians are like aqua and blue, I believe, and gold. So they're very different from
economic might, however, does not make legal right. Lawsuit says.
Is anybody confused about the radio show, the KNC Masterpiece, and the barbecue sauce?
Yes, all the time.
People get confused about Odyssey. The other day, I had to explain to my friend 17 times that it's not spelled Odyssey.
But we're not trying to sell sauce, right?
Hell, so not yet, at least.
The hell I'm not. Man, when we came up with this idea, I was like, ooh, advertising. It hasn't really worked out like that. All right, Mike, it's time for you to power rank the power rankings.
All right, before I power rank the power rankings, I give you a choice. I actually have multiple power rankings here you can choose. Team power rankings, quarterback power rankings, offensive player power rankings, or rookie power rankings.
Ooh, rookie power rankings.
That was the one that I heard.
All right, rookie power rankings, ESPN.
That I like the most.
Number one. Ja'Marr Chase, very easy, fifth overall pick. Would you guys like to guess who they have as the second best rookie in the NFL this year, or do you just want me to give you and then you talk about it?
Is it, because we talked about him when Micah was up on top of this list, is it Rashawn Slater?
Is it? Because it is.
Yes!
You are right. The 13th overall pick. So Cowboys obviously made a major mistake at number 12.
Oh, no.
Is what we're saying, right? Because the 13th guy is way better than... Micah Parsons is at number 3 overall. So right now he is the best defensive player on this list, as you have wide receiver, offensive tackle, and then you have Micah Parsons. I almost said Chandler Parsons because he's been in the news with us lately. He is number 3 overall in the rookie power rankings, according to ESPN. Number 4, would you like to try to take a guess on who is the fourth best rookie in the NFL.
I feel like it's too high for Mac.
Did you say Pitts already?
I did not.
Ooh, he's been on the come.
And he was the fourth overall pick, but he is not the fourth best rookie, wow, according to ESPN right now.
Ooh, who is it?
I'll give you a hint. I think quite a few people up here really wanted this guy in the draft for the Cowboys.
Surtain?
Yep.
Oh,
Patrick Surtain,
yeah.
Ninth overall pick, so taken right before the Cowboys. The Cowboys at the time had number 10, so when we say Micah was taken 12th, he was, but the Cowboys traded from 10 to 12.
Yeah.
He right now is the second best defensive player, according to ESPN, in your rookie rankings. And then the next one, I'm always going to have a problem pronouncing this.
Oh, it's J-O-K then, because I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Jeremiah, right?
Yeah. I know how to pronounce that. Cormoa.
He was. Now, this is where we get out of the first round. So the fifth overall linebacker for the Cleveland Browns. How do you like saying it? J-O-K?
Yeah, J-O-K.
J-O-K. He was the 52nd pick in the draft, and he is the fifth best rookie. Have you noticed that the top five for ESPN? I do like this.
Yeah.
They have not taken a quarterback in the rookie rankings because, let's face it, for the most part, the quarterbacks haven't played that great.
Yeah. Do they put – because I know we talked about him at the time, and then he had a good game against us. Is Asante Samuel Jr. in the mix at all?
He is number 7 overall. He is the 47th pick in the draft. So the Chargers have the only – they're the only team that has two players on this list.
Good work.
Kevin, there are some questions about something you said just a moment ago about Kyle Pitts.
Have you never heard
Pitts.
That phrase before?
Can you explain the
it's probably for the best that I don't, because more jokes will be made. It just means – they're doing well and, like, coming up in the world.
We have a lot to get to.
Yes.
Number 6 overall is a quarterback, and you did mention him a minute ago. It is Mac Jones, who was the 15th overall pick. Number 7, Asante Samuel Jr. is number 7, 47th overall pick. Number 8, I don't even know how to give you a hint, except I bet you'd never guess the Kansas City Chiefs had a guy on this list.
Oh, man, my guess was going to be Kyle Pitts now, so I have no idea.
Oh,
I give up.
Kevin, there is a. I sent you
an
article.
He was the next
earlier.
To last. Yeah. Second. He's in the second round, the 63rd overall pick. I'll just say it's Creed Humphrey. When I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, they do have a center.
Great movies.
Who is a rookie this year. So they actually have something that they got out of this draft that is working out. Number 9, I do think it's ranked too low, and I do think he'll move up the charts as the season goes along, is Kyle Pitts.
I mean, his last two games have obviously been tremendous.
And then the last guy is very late round pick, Nate Hobbs, cornerback, I believe Colts. I forgot to write down team name. He was one
Raiders.
Is it Raiders? Sorry, yeah. Raiders. Yeah, so 167th pick. 10th best rookie in the NFL this year,
according
to ESPN. All right, guys, we've knocked that out. Would you guys like to talk about offensive player rankings, quarterback rankings, or team rankings?
Team rankings.
Team rankings. I wrote down two. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You can start guessing, and I will knock them off the list. The power rankings weren't that fun this week. First of all, a lot of teams had bye weeks, right? 6 teams had off, including ours. So they didn't move much, and there's not much variance here.
That's weird because Kevin likes to move teams when they have a bye week. He's like, oh, bye week, slash them down, push them down, and I'm always against that.
Hey, if you're in a position where the only team you can beat is the bye week, then I'm willing to move you down the charts.
All right, Cowboys, 4?
Well,
I say Arizona's
1. Let's try to do best to 10th.
Arizona.
Arizona is number 1 on both power rankings. I will tell you, number 2 is both on the power rankings. This is from NFL.com and ESPN.com. And on one of them, they moved up from number 3 to number 2.
Tampa Bay.
Rams.
Tampa Bay.
Oh!
Tampa Bay moved from number 3 to number 2 on NFL's after winning 38-3 over Chicago. Number 3 is different on both of these, as in it's a different team, but they're pretty high up on these rankings.
Rams?
Yeah,
Rams are number 3 overall for ESPN. They are number 5 overall on NFL.com. And this team is number 3 overall in NFL.com, but number 5 overall in ESPN.
Is it Green Bay?
It is not Green Bay.
Good.
Buffalo?
It is Buffalo. Number 3 overall on NFL.com. Number 5 overall, Buffalo. on ESPN. And now we get to number four overall.
Cowboys.
Cowboys are number four overall on NFL.com.
Should be ahead of the Bills.
But by not playing, they go down one on ESPN, and they move down to number six. They are not a top five team in the NFL not playing.
Who jumped over them on the bye?
The Buffalo Bills, who also didn't play.
What the hell?
And the Green Bay Packers.
How?
You look really mad.
How does
the Green Bay Packers are number four overall on ESPN.com and number six overall on NFL.com.
What were the Bills last week? Did you say do you have that information readily available?
Well, they had them number two on NFL.com and moved them down to number three.
Okay. I think they were number two on ESPN last week as well before the Tennessee
game. Moved down to number five?
So their last game is a loss. Their last game is a loss. Then they have a bye, and they're ahead of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so let's knock this out. We're running out of time. Bengals are number seven on both lists.
Wow!
Baltimore is number eight on both lists. And then we just have a little bit of variance here. NFL.com has the Chargers ninth. ESPN has them 10th. And it's just flip-flopped. ESPN has the Titans ninth and the Titans 10th on NFL.com. So
I feel like the Titans should be higher up on these lists a couple of spots.
I would agree with you. It's kind of like, well, we didn't think they were that great to start, so we're going to keep them there. So it's interesting, and obviously the Raiders are moving up lists now, too.
Yeah.
So they were 11th just outside. Now, let's go to quarterback rankings. Let's do that here pretty quickly and then go to offensive player rankings. Number one, I'm going to have to do this without guessing here. Number one is Tom Brady. Two is Aaron Rodgers. Three is Kyler Murray. I would like to stop right there and say, do you have any problem with those three being higher than Dak Prescott?
No.
No.
Okay. Number four, getting too much respect because he must be getting overrated again, is Lamar Jackson. As he has moved up on CBSSports.com, power ranking the quarterbacks this year, he moved up to number four, which is interesting because he didn't have a good game against Cincinnati.
No. And they got freaking hammered.
ESPN has him as number two.
Moving down two spots, but still in the top five, are Dak Prescott. So Dak goes from three to five for not playing. So hopefully he has a very good game.
Do you think any of that is just not playing or the concern that he would miss? Like we talked about, he's out at practice. I know Todd Archer just said he made it through practice without a hiccup. I'm sure Mike McCarthy will get 50 million questions about that tomorrow. But it's looking like it's trending in the right direction. Do you think any of that is injury concern?
It doesn't say that on the little, you know, two sentences they write on these players.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe. I just think there's so many great quarterbacks to choose from because think about who's Dak ahead of. Because you might be like, oh, you should be ahead of Lamar Jackson. That stinks. But listen to the company. Number six, Josh Allen. Number seven, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, who would have ever thought he would be outside the top five at any point? Number eight, Matthew Stafford. Number nine, Justin Herbert. Number 10, Joe Burrow. I mean, those are your top 10 quarterbacks, according to CBS right now in the NFL. Number 32 is Mike White. Number 31, who's probably upset he's not 32, is Geno Smith. Taylor Heineke is number 30. Jared Goff is number 29. And Justin Fields is now a top five bad quarterback as a starter in the NFL at 28.
He had five turnovers. I get it.
So let's do this real quick. We got a few minutes here. NFL.com ranking the offensive players. So this now includes wide receivers, tight ends, all that stuff, running backs. Kyler Murray, number one. Aaron Rodgers, number two. Josh Allen, number three. Tom Brady, number four. And our guy, Dak Prescott, is number five. So all quarterbacks
Where's
to start
Derek
off the
Henry
list.
Derrick Henry on the list, then?
Derrick Henry is number six. He is the first non-quarterback on this list. Remember, he moved down a little bit because I believe he was just ahead of Dak.
Yeah, and he was just okay. Like, I know he threw a touchdown pass over the weekend, but he was just all right.
Number seven, ranked very high, Derek Carr. Number eight, Cooper Kupp, first wide receiver. And number nine, Ja'Marr Chase, second wide receiver. Number 10, Devontae Adams, who it looks like 99% sure he's going to miss tomorrow night, who's number 10. So we get a run of wide receivers there. 11, Lamar Jackson. 12, Justin Herbert. 13, DeAndre Hopkins. 14, Mike Evans. And 15, the one tight end on the list, Travis Kelce. So those are your NFL.com offensive player rankings. And then I thought this would be fun for Corey.
What's up?
NFL.com's most underrated players list, their top five most underrated players list. We have a minute or two here. Would you like to guess people that they just don't know about how good they are? Because I'm kind of giving you, I'm kind of throwing it your way. I'm kind of giving you a little bit of a hint to keep talking about your guy.
I know it.
About Joe Burrow?
I only know one person.
Oh, my underrated guy?
Yeah, you always talk about him as he's one of the best.
Oh, Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin is number one.
Nice.
The most underrated player in the NFL.
Stinks.
Number two, I would say he kind of lit us up when the Cowboys played against
DJ Moore?
DJ Moore is number two. Number three.
These are good hits.
I guess he's not on the worst team in the NFL, but we thought they were till they went to London and won a game.
So somebody on the Jets.
Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence.
It can't be Trevor Lawrence.
James Robinson.
James Robinson, number three. Number four, why isn't his team ranked higher than number 10 in the power rankings?
Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill. They always underrate Texas A&M. And number five.
So true.
Robert Woods.
Okay.
Still, huh?
Yeah, because I want it to be like, is Cooper Kupp still underrated since he leads in almost like every receiving category? Yeah. But I guess finally people are like, nah, he's
pretty good. I agree with
the power rank, the power ranking.
I agree with the 817. Joe Mixon is criminally underrated. Right now, I think he is the way that that team's playing. Kevin, Mike, do y'all want some good news?
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb on Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Same Dak. He looks great. To me, he looks perfectly fine. Boom! Ooh. After practice.
I love it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next right here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Thanks to those good people at D&M Leasing, we bring you our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, you're not here. Where is ya?
We are at FC Dallas, Heggy. 3 Points Wednesday is on. Good afternoon.
Yeah. And based off of everything that Dan Hunt told us a couple weeks ago, and like you said, is it's time to enjoy and watch whatever players you can off this team, including Pepe, while you can.
Well, Pepe will be here forever, I think.
That's my thought process. I've got terrible news for you.
It's a good idea, Jeff.
He's a fine American. Why would you want to leave Frisco?
Money.
Wants to play in the best leagues in the world.
prestige. Yeah.
Oh, it's overrated. Well, why don't we just give him the money?
You know, that actually is a really good question, because they'll tell you that he's under contract for 5 years. I think under that contract, he gets like $100,000 a year or something like that.
Oh, did he not know how good he was going to be when he signed that?
I wonder.
He didn't. No, he was not late bloomer. He's 18, but he didn't realize it was going to jump like that.
All right. What kind of festivities are y'all out there doing for FC Dallas?
It's a 3 points Wednesday. You can go to fcdallastickets.com/tolo. But you're going to want to come for the dollar hot dogs and the $3 beers, you know, no matter how you get those tickets. It's going to be a very festive evening here as they host Real Salt Lake.
House do like Baker Mayfield, too, and bring the nacho cheese in your bag, and then you can pour it on a dollar hot dog, and they got $1 cheese dogs.
Okay.
How's Pepe's back? Is he going to play the whole game, or is he going to, like, maybe go halfway through?
We're not talking about KP right now, Mike.
My back hurts, and I don't know.
He might be tired of carrying the team, you know?
Pepe's invincible. Yeah, he doesn't get hurt. He's invincible.
Hey, Mike, how much do I owe you for those Mike White cards?
I only spent like $10 on one Mike White autograph card.
I heard you guys calling me out on the radio.
He wore
a
red and
bad.
Black.
I pulled over and had a little cry.
Not you guys. One person.
Oh, brother.
No, I did. It was a whole segment about you guys kind of getting on me about Mike White. And
oh, you did think that he was something better
than
Mahomes.
Yeah, I did. But then again, why do you listen to me? I don't know.
Because of Mahomes and Josh Allen and some other ones.
Those are pretty good.
Every once in a while,
I should have told Mike
to buy the Mahomes cards. I think he did already, right, Mike?
There's a guy who has like 12 of them. He's doing great.
All right, Cooper.
It's not you.
Five-finger discount.
Yes, exactly. It's probably way too late to figure this out.
I think I'm going to buy those cards, Mike. I saw them online somewhere.
Oh,
I think I'm
dear.
Get them.
You should. He's probably selling them at a great discount.
Did we ever figure out if Kirk Cousins is a good starting quarterback or not?
Pretty good. He's good. Yeah. Pretty good. Good. Kind of good. He's good. He's all right.
Okay.
Watching him throw. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, though, the thing about him is he's extremely accurate throwing the football. That's the thing. I mean, they've got a couple of good receivers you're going to have to deal with in this game. So I heard Mike kind of maybe wanting to hedge, like if he thought the Cowboys are going to win or lose. Mike, why was that? Did you think that they're maybe going to lose? Did you think because they weren't going to do things?
It sounded to me like a gut thing with Mike.
I think it's going to be something like 30-28, 31-27. I think it's going to be a very close game, and I can't – right now, I'm barely leaning towards the Vikings, but I just think it's going to be a heck of a game. I think we are going to struggle defensively. I think we're going to have a good offensive game.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll come down to, like, let's face it. I would rather, with 3 minutes to go, I would rather the Cowboys be losing and have the ball to win than take a score. Let's say you go up 30-27 or 30-28 with 3 minutes to go and we're kicking off to them. I'd be like, I don't want to try to have to stop them because I don't think we can.
Well, they don't make field goals, so that kind of might help you down the stretch. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about basketball, and I wanted to pick y'all's brain about something. I got another message this morning on social media, and it was like, hey, the reason why people don't talk more about the Mavs is you can't effing watch them on Bally's. And we had that conversation, but I noticed some pushback from people on the fan text a couple of days ago that maybe you're just not a real fan, because this Bally's thing has been going for a while. And if you're a real fan of the team and you really cared, you'd find a way to be able to watch these games. What are y'all's thoughts about that concept? Is you need to either stop complaining or figure out a way to watch them?
If you don't complain, things don't change. And right now, the entire NBA is dealing with a lot of cities. And this isn't even the worst one. It's worse in multiple other cities.
Yeah.
And if you don't make noise and complain about things, then things don't change. Right now, the NBA thinks it's okay that the regional networks are picking which companies they're going to send the consumers to. And if you don't, you just can't watch your teams. And there will always be fans that are like, okay, I'll just change my service provider. I'll do whatever I have to do to watch my teams. But we also live in a world where there's other entertainment available. And Mark Cuban knows that. That's why he's about to pay, what, like $5 million out of his own pocket to help people pay for that, but still driving them to that service. So I don't think we're far away from when you can buy your team.
Yeah.
You can buy those games. Like, it'll be, you can purchase the Maverick games for however many dollars a month, and that'll be it. But right now they're screwed because contracts are dumb. But I support complaining. I support it.
Yeah, I support complaining too. I think if I was an NBA league partner right now, I'd be complaining to the commissioner and everybody who would listen a lot, because while it sucks for the fans, I think this sucks for the league, you know, and they need to treat it as a major problem, because it's not easy. Everybody can't get cable. There are a lot of rural areas that are kind of depending on internet that they get out of the air and a streaming device. And now they got to pick, do I want a streaming service with NFL Network or do I want one with Bally's? Because I damn sure I'm not paying for both. And being able to get streaming at a lower price point also gets a lot of people involved. You know, in Dallas-Fort Worth, 50% of the households don't have cable.
Do you think those are the people complaining, though? Like, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like most of the people complaining aren't the ones who don't have access to cable.
I have access to it, and I'm complaining because I'm literally paying twice. Because, like, if I don't want to get a box scheduled out to the house, and that's the way this is going to end. The way this is going to end is the cord-cutting thing is going to end. People are going to go back to having cable because it's a superior product. Because ever since PlayStation View, there has not been a streaming service that offers everything. So I had YouTube TV because I wanted to have NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
NFL Red Zone is not available through any streaming service or non-box cable service that carries Bally. So you have to choose. Do I want the streaming service that has Bally, which is DirecTV Now, a.k.a. AT&T, or do I want a streaming service where I can get NFL Network and Red Zone? I'm currently paying for both. So I'm complaining because I'm literally spending $80 a month to watch the Mavs.
Yeah.
I already have every other channel that comes in that package because it's on my YouTube TV where I watch football. So I get it. I can afford to literally set $80 a month on fire, but I know that's not true for a lot of people, and that sucks. So, yeah, I think that I think we're moving towards a world where a lot of the companies care about their consumers, and it's going to pay off for them. And the ones who don't, it's going to burn them to the ground. I think that is on the way.
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I just felt like I thought the same thing about cable like 15 years ago. And I was like, we're about to break it up. And they're like, nah, you probably won't. And so I hope you're right. But I'm worried that they'll figure a way to force everybody to do what they want.
When streaming started, it was great because it was like $40 and you still got everything.
Yeah.
And slowly it's gotten worse. You know, if you're going to want to disrupt an industry, you got to be better. You know, some entrepreneurs say you got to be 10 times better than the alternative.
Wow.
And they were like 4 times cheaper or 6 times cheaper in the beginning, and that was cool. But now it's like, I think Jeff made the best point. Like, you can talk about fans complaining and fan inconvenience, but the biggest deals are the streaming services losing their momentum in the industry and the NBA having an issue with getting its product to its fans. Those are, I think, the bigger storylines involved.
And then we talked about this a little bit ago. There was an article in the or column in the Dallas Morning News. Not only can the Cowboys get to 12 wins, they should get to 12 wins. What is a reasonable record that if the Cowboys don't reach it to finish the regular season, you'll think it's a disappointment?
I think anything 10 and under, you know, 11 wins is, I think, where it's like, okay, things happen. I thought you were better than that, but 11 would still be cool with me.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, to me, initially I started off the way this is a 10-win team, but if you didn't win 11, you know, I mean, I know it's one more game, but I didn't have them maybe winning that Kansas City game, and now I kind of feel a little bit better about them and going and playing against Kansas City. So I think I'd be at that 11-win mark for me.
Jeff?
Yeah, I think that's right. My initial thought was 12, and then I'm like, okay, they're 11-6. Are you mad?
About that is, doesn't that mean you would go, what, 6-5 down the stretch?
Depending on how you get there, I guess. Yeah. I can't picture them getting to 11-6 and us being like, man, what an awful year
before you see
how it ends. Yeah. But at 10, I would be like, man, in this division, really? You managed to, after 5-1, end up here?
I had him maybe losing the game to the football team. You know, you didn't know what was going to happen with the Eagles, you know, with that kind of thing. So, yeah, there were a couple of games that I thought that maybe that they might just, you know, throw away at the end. But I don't see them throwing away those games now. I really, really don't.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today out in Frisco?
Pure Gold as always. Heggie, thanks for asking. I see Manchester United now interested in joining the bidding for Ricardo Pepi. He does look good in red. I think that'd be a good idea. But yeah, biggest stories of the day right out of the gates, including the development on the offensive line. A big story today on the future of the Cowboys cap. That's coming up at 2:15. G-Bag of the Day, 2:30. So I can guarantee the next 35 minutes are going to be insanely good.
Woo! All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Don't forget FC Dallas home match tonight out there in Frisco. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Ask Jalen Brunson about more Philadelphia stuff, Kevin.
He doesn't like that. He had to
Say
end the interview.
Night, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.